Hello, this is Jay Nimro. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 717. And making my way home, finally. Oh, God, I'm so grateful. I know my wife is grateful. How my family feels about it, you know. I'm sure, you know, that's nice and it's great and, you know, I don't think it has a real bearing in their life particularly. But, you know, when mom's unhappy or things don't seem to be going very well for mom, it colors everything. And the Nimro credo is, of course, keep mom happy. So that's just the way things go. It's just the way it is. And let me tell you, it's really the only family law we have is to keep mom happy. You know, if you're doing something that wouldn't make mom happy, well then you're screwing it up. Stop. Make mom happy. And so Lisa gets to have a lot of control over how things go, and you know what? She deserves every bit of it and more. It looks like a lot of people are harvesting. Actually, it looks like I'm coming across winter wheat here, back to places where where dry land farming goes on. A little bit of irrigation, but mostly dry land farming here. And it's going to be an excellent year because it's been raining really well. So it looks like the winter wheat is just now starting to kind of come up and green up. And it's going to be a beautiful year. And hopefully next, you know, we'll just see how it goes. Behind this, I don't know what that is. What the heck is that? It looks more like a tow truck than anything else. It doesn't look like a farm. Yeah, no, it is a farm piece of farm machinery. The question is, what the heck is it? I think it's a combine. Yeah, it is. Okay, it's just a really weird looking one. It's made to go down roads. That's different. Okay, well, that's all right. It's actually got a fold-up thing, and it works really well. It looks like it worked really well going down highways. But not very fast. I passed. So. Alright. Back to the lands of whatever. Anyway. Oh, the stirring up and the churning and everybody demagoguing everybody else. It's 1 week from election day in the United States. Elect a new president, and, you know, I guess it really does end up being that we're going to end up looking like a Western European country rather than about what our founding fathers had originally intended. Even though we've pretty much been about that far anyway, doesn't really matter. But, you know, just going that much further down the road. I already did a podcast about that, so I'm not going to talk much about that business very much. I ordered a little piece of equipment. One of my computers, and one that I've been trying to get pulled together enough so that it would, work in more circumstances. My HP 360 LX. I like it because, number one, it's a black and white screen. I am really weird about power usage. Color screens are horrible for power usage, just by nature. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to be their nature. You know, it's not that I hate, you know, hey, everybody thinks I hate Microsoft. I don't care. I just don't like spending money. I don't care who it goes to. I don't like spending a period. I'm cheap. I'm stingy. I'm a miser. Anyway, so I've got my little HP 360 LX. Nice thing. All souped up. eight megs of memory, RAM on it, you know, and it runs Windows CE 2.0. Not that Windows CE is my favorite, but it takes care of my needs very well. And I'm getting a wireless card that's supposed to work with it. So we're gonna kind of see how that goes too, to see if things are all right. And then I'm gonna have to put it into a position where I can actually talk to a wireless provider. I mean, to Wi-Fi 802.11b. That's the older one, but perfectly suitable for my needs. That computer couldn't handle 11 megabytes a second if its life depended on it. So, you know, even if it was going full tilt, you know, it wouldn't really matter. But anyway, you know, to have another little tool in my arsenal that didn't cost me much, the actual card cost me $9 with shipping, which is excellent, just a fantastic price. And looking good. So I'm going to get that thing going. The card should also work in a couple of the other laptops that I have that I really want to get connected with. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, so everything's pretty nice. You know, I never talked about the compact Contura Aero that I got. It is one of the line of smaller computers. It isn't quite the small size I would like, but it's pretty small. And the great part about it is I've got it rigged up, and it's a Linux, the Linux box. Unfortunately, it's got a broken hinge on it. These compacts were horrible for having broken hinges. And I can't find another one that doesn't cost, you know, $80. So it's not worth the effort. I think I got it rigged up enough so that it at least has one setting. And I wanted to use it to learn Perl. I can't say that I've had much time since then to get my Gopher server. I'm actually writing a Gopher server now, and it actually does work. I've had it working. I don't have any content on that, and it certainly has not gotten to the point to where it takes the place of what I'm currently using. It's right now in testing mode, and I haven't shoved it over to being in production yet. But soon, very soon. So that Gopher thing will go very well. And the project after that is going to be doing an HTTP server an HTTP server that I think is just going to be a glom on over the Gopher server, you know. This thing will call, you know, I actually do it with INetD, and, you know, so it gets called. It's very simple, you know. Why on earth make things complicated when you don't have to? Until it needs complications. But, it's kind of a glom on to, I'm going to do... It's going to be a webified Gopher server. Kind of nice, you know. It'll actually send and receive several different, you know. It'll be a little better than most. You know, most of them are just kind of a raw, you know. I can really make an easy Gopher page into an HTML thing. Just send the Gopher information out through the HTTP server, and it's done. You know, you might want to HTMLify it a little bit, but really not. But I was going to do something a little more exotic. But yeah, it was going to be You know, I'm working on that first layer, which is going to be the Gopher server, and then I'm going to put another layer on top of it for the HTTP. And hopefully that'll be really good. I eventually kind of hope to make it kind of a layered thing, you know. I want to have the Gopher thing and then a basic HTTP 0.9 server. So that's the layer where you will have the basic HTML built. And then it'll basically serve it to the next layer up as an HTML, as an HTTP 0.9 thing. And then we'll put HTTP, uh, 1.1 layer on top of that, you know. So it just adds a little bit more to the thing, you know. Depending on what kind of, you know, well, I don't know. We'll probably just make it HTTP 1.1 server. There really doesn't seem to be much point in making a whole other layer just to add a couple of more characters and trying to parse things out to try to find that. Because I'm a pretty simple guy. I tend to run my websites, I tend to try to run it with HTTP 2. Actually 3.2, because HTTP 2 was never really accepted. You know, it never really came to fruition. 3.2 is much more accepted, and I think most browsers today handle most of 3.2. But I only use a subset of it, just the very simplest stuff. I don't go crazy. I don't, you know. I used to play around with font size, which was something you could do in 3.2, and it was deprecated in 4, and if 5 ever manifests itself, which I don't think anybody cares about 5, because it really doesn't matter. You know, I would have to say that most of the majors are pretty set, you know. Whatever HTML comes in, they're going to do that. I don't, you know, and the fact that they got cascading style sheets made everybody's day. You know, that solved those last little problems they have, and I don't think they're really looking at any more capability, particularly from HTML. If they want to do something cooler and more exotic, they throw it to other software like, you know, Flash, you know, Silverlight, I guess, would be another option today. Things like that, you know. But I kind of stick with a very primitive subset of 3.2 because I just want it to be clean and not, you know, I don't want to clutter things up. I don't like I don't like to do any of that stuff. I want it to stay nice and simple and kind of easy. So, you know, things like AdSense, which would be kind of interesting because I might make a little bit of money. I don't really think I ever will. So there's really no point in going through the effort. And plus, if I put that on there, it breaks the whole interface for a whole bunch of things. Currently, I'm playing, or I'm getting ready to play around with animated GIF files, GIF files, graphics interchange format files, and you know, just trying to see if we can. If I can do some things there, I want to do some animations, but I want them to be just dead simple. I want the oldest browser to be able to handle it. And GIF is really kind of the premier early, but still very supported animation stuff. There's no sound, but that's okay. You just treat it like a silent movie. You know, I've been finding that, you know, when I've been trying to sit down, I actually tried to sit down last night and work with Navigieri again. I find that I'm okay with the technical details. I can keep working on those and jiggering around a little bit with the storyline. But I find that what's the word for it? I find I'm not able to make it into a novel. I find I'm not being able to do kind of the fiction treatment that you would expect, you know, beautiful wordsmith crafting, yada yada yada. I find I'm really lacking on that. So I was thinking today, I said, well, you know what, Jay, maybe just make it into an animation. Show them what's going on. You can put some text with it, of course, that people can watch. But what you're really wanting to do is to show them, you know, there's a certain amount of pictures to this. And I wanna make that thing happen. I've been toying with doing it in black and white, but I kind of think that there's really no point in doing it in black and white. Unless I really feel like that only having a 256 color palette is really, you know, giving me troubles. I really want to instead, you know, if it's going to be black, let's just go for the black and white. You know, that way hopefully the gift sizes will be a little smaller and it'll make more sense. I find coloring it's just going to be just as obnoxious, so I might as well just artsy tarsy, because I'm not really much of an illustrator. But not that I tried, you know. For all I know, I'll sit down and I'll be able to illustrate some pretty amazing stuff. Hard to say. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to do. I think we're going to, you know, we'll make larger artwork and we'll scan it in, and maybe not scan it, but I'll try to do the artwork directly on a big thing. Gonna bring it in and shrink it down to a manageable size. You just want to be able to get a sense of what you're doing, not to make it big and expansive, because that's really not what I'm after here. I figure it's going to be, you know, I'll probably end up using, you know, GIMP, because that's what I really have available to me for processing. It's got the layers, and it can take it down to the level that I need it at. You know, it can't really do much in the way of animation, but that's okay. You know, we do stop motion stuff, I guess. Make that stuff work. Make it happen! Excuse me. So the Navigieri may become kind of a hybrid web-based graphic novel sort of thing. Or at least that's what kind of I have conceptualized in my head that we'll be able to do. You know, what things that make sense to do in animated GIF, which is kind of short vignettes to let you kind of know where things are going. Not to tell the story, but just to give you kind of a feel for what's going on. You know, but you know, it'll just be mostly pictures. You know, mostly be full flashes. You know, not so much that, you know, you're gonna see motion and things like that. But you know, we'll see how it was, because most of these animations loop. And I need to go look back at the specification and see if I can make one that doesn't loop, you know, that goes to the first thing and then stops, and then I guess, you know, I don't know how you actually trigger it to try to make it do it again. You know, if you have to click on it or what. To kind of download it again. So it'll start again. Anyway, so there's that possibility. We'll see how that kind of goes. And anyway, so that's kind of what I'm up to when it comes to the kind of the technology side. Working on a few little smaller projects. If I can find a good GIF editor for my 360LX, I think that would be really excellent. I was looking around for one for my Palm Pilot, and it's not. It isn't manifesting itself particularly. Anyway, so there's that. I really do want to make it something so that people can download the thing and put it onto their Palm Pilot if they want to. You know, they can use Plucker to bring it down. You know, it isn't something that you have to have a wireless connection for, or an always-on connection. You know, people all suppose that you have an always-on connection. Therefore, they don't put things in a form that does that. You know, of course, they don't want you stealing it. I don't care. Steal away. No, I'm not sure if that's true. But, you know, I'm not going to get weird about holding on to the content. Anyway. What's my other thing that I'm thinking about? Glad to be live. Glad to be here. Everything's great. Could be coming back to Clovis tomorrow morning early. See about what's happening here so I can clean up a computer or two. Help some people out with some issues. So I'm coming back, so probably more recordings coming, hopefully with something intelligent to say besides just sitting here and, you know, listening to yakety yakety yak where Jay talks about technology or whatever else that makes my little Venus heart sing. Anyway, all right. Everybody have a wonderful day. This has been episode number 717. Yeah, I'm trying to say that better without sticking the "and" in there because the "and" is redundant. If you'd like to contact me, the email address is autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. If you want to go to the website and kind of look around, the website address is quix.us, quix.us. And you can see some of my stuff. I got a little bit of writing there, although I'm really working more on the server side, so I haven't added any writing. Haven't even added to my flog lately, which is what the Gopher version of a diary, dictionary, whatever blog is. It's called a flog. And well, that's about all I have to say for today. Okay, Life Autistic, Jay Nevero. Where's my thing? Have a great day.